All right, we'll go ahead and get started. San Diego Chargers, you know, good unit. They got some. They've had multiple returners back there from Travis to Dexter McCluster, and now they're using the burst kid, who's has good speed. First step quickness is outstanding. He'll take some chances. So we have our hands full there, and their punt coverage is one of the tops in the league. They're giving up just a little over 5 yards per return, so our return game will be challenged there. But we need to continue to grow on what we did last week, and looking for a better effort and better play from our guys this week, and challenge them with that. And I believe they're up to the challenge. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Sunday, it seemed like you did a good job. What did you think of him?
No, I was really pleased with him. I mean, just like what we talked about last week, we were trying to handle field position, and I thought we did a much better job in that area. He gave us a little spark there. We talk about getting the first down, and I think he averaged a little over 11 yards. And, you know, the first one, the ball, there's a short punt, and ball bounced, and there's a gunner right in front of his face, and he takes a chance to field it, which I thought, you know, I'm always for the risk taker. The smart risk taker, and I thought that was a good play by him, because had he just let the ball roll, it's going to probably, that gunner's going to be there and probably wait for it to stop about the 3-yard line, and he picks it up and goes around the corner, and we start the drive, I think, whatever, at the 31 or 32 yard line. So that was a good play by him, and he did some nice things for us in the kick return game when he had the chances there, knocking it past the 30 and those type of deals. So hopefully we can continue that. Real pleased with where he was in the first game, and excited to see what he can do in this next one.
Did he have an extensive background returning kicks?
I remember him coming out of West Virginia, and I wrote him up as more so really a kick returner than a punt returner. Always knew about his speed and his quickness. There was some history there.
Coach, do you have any inside intel on Drew Kaser, living by his parents?
Well, he does live 2 blocks away, which, you know, great kid, and he's doing a nice job for him. I mean, one of the reasons why they're only averaging just a little over, teams are only getting, I think it's 5.6 yards per return. He's doing a nice job of hanging the ball up and moving the ball around, and I'm sure he's excited to come back. Hasn't obviously been back in a long time and be able to kick in First Energy Stadium. But we gotta worry about ourselves and go to work right there.
I know he's been a little up and down this season, but do you see why he's, you know, one of the few guys drafted?
Oh, no question. Extremely strong leg. Does a nice job with his handle times and getting the ball out. I think last week I want to say he maybe had a 72-yarder that took off on him. You know, we'll see what the climate is here on Saturday afternoon, if that plays a little bit of a difference in the game, but he's strong-legged guy, so we'll have our hands full.
How much do you miss Travis? I mean, you were with him for so long here.
Oh, Travis is one of my favorites, and you know, got a lot of respect for him, and I think, I mean, that's really why, you know, I've said it before, I got into coaching because my dad was a high school coach, very successful high school coach, and that's who I wanted. I wanted to be my dad. I wanted to be a guy that coached players and then developed relationships with players. So as they came back to see my dad, I always admired that about him. And I think my relationship with Travis was one of those. I got a lot of respect for him and his work ethic and coming back from the knee injuries and playing for us. But you know, it's a new chapter for him, and it'll be nice to visit with him before the game. But at the same time, we're focused on us and getting better and giving ourselves a chance to win this game.
Are they not using him because he had some issues catching the ball early in the year?
You know, he started off, and I don't know all the intel behind it. I know he's playing real well for him at wide receiver. And probably that has a lot to do with it. And then they picked up McCluster, who obviously is a dynamic guy. And then he was put on injured reserve. And then this guy that they have right now, Burst, is doing. He's been very solid. Catches the ball he catches the ball cleanly. I don't know exactly, to go back to your question, what it was with Travis. But if Travis goes back there, obviously we're well aware of him. I mean, he can still run.